America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, ComDoc, Pepsi, Nike, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We come to you from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, and over the next hour, we'll sit down with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold to look back at a very impressive victory over Central Michigan on Saturday and preview another important game for the Bulls this Saturday at Eastern Michigan. We'll talk to quarterback Kyle Van Treese and starting cornerback Devin Russell. We'll have our always exciting Full of It segment for all the cool stats and information that you need to know about the Bulls football team, and we'll dip into a little women's basketball talk as we preview their exhibition opener this coming Friday. But we get it started talking football with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, coming off a very big win. Coach, just give everybody a sense of how important they're. I know that they're all important and all that stuff, but it felt like it was a little bit of a pivotal point in the season against a very hot opponent. Did you feel any different coming out of that win over Central?
Yeah, I think we did, Paul. I think we knew it was an important game. When you're fighting uphill, so to speak, to get to 500, you know, a loss puts you two below again, and you're running out of opportunities. You have to go on the road the next two games. So a lot of things made this somewhat pivotal. We try to say, like you said, they're all important. I don't want to say they're must wins, but very important. And then you said, a good football team, explosive football team. And I thought maybe in some ways we played our most complete football in a while. And it was great to see, proud of the guys. And like I said, now it's time to get ready to go on the road.
Yeah, we want to talk about the offense, because I think when you say most complete game, you're referring to particularly the passing game really finding some groove in this game. But we would be remiss not to start by focusing on yet another defensive effort that was outstanding. Five takeaways, four sacks, allowing the max leading rusher to under 60 yards, total of 73 yards rushing for Central Michigan, a couple of more picks. Every week your defense seems to be ready to rise to another level. Is that accurate?
Well, it's been nice to watch it kind of evolve, and as we've gotten some guys healthy again and see some of the pieces continue to come together and give us some flexibility and different looks and do some different things. Yet at the same time, the consistency that I think is being played up front. Our defensive tackles have been very consistent. You're not going to hear their names a whole lot. I think we're getting excellent play from our defensive ends. And I know we talk or will talk about Joey Banks and things like that, but I'm very, very pleased and really happy for Tyrone Hill because I really think he's played very consistent football. So the pieces start coming together. You're creating turnovers. This time I think we took advantage of it, scored 24 points off of turnovers. So those things make that the complete game that we're hoping for.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, we're here at Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's the UB Football Insider Show. There's good defense that shuts people down. And then there's a defense that has had 13 sacks in the last three games, and a lot of those sacks have then led to 15 takeaways in the last five games. Is that a different level of playing good defense where you can not only stop people but force turnovers and set your offense like you did twice in that second quarter for drives inside of 20 yards?
Well, I think those things are a big part. They all kind of work together. You know, there's times I think we've played really good defense and we didn't get a lot of turnovers. So, I think in, especially with my years with Brian Borland and his, you know, the outstanding job he does in coordinating our defense, there's been times in our years together that turnovers start coming and they start coming in bunches, and at the right time is when and things start clicking. And I think our players understand, you know, what we're trying to do. It wasn't as clean as it may appear, though. There were some things, and credit Central Michigan for some things that they were doing schematically. And so with that fine performance, I know through our film study and things, we've got some things we've got to get cleaned up as well.
You mentioned a couple individual names. I'm going to give you three at the three different levels of your defense that had outstanding pivotal games against Central. Taylor Riggins, 1.5 sacks and a fumble recovery. Kadafi Wright had another interception and another touchdown. And you mentioned Joey Banks, who just this morning named the MAC East Division Defensive Player of the Week. 10 tackles, an interception, and a forced fumble. Talk a little bit about what those three guys were able to do against Central and what they've been able to do all season long.
Well, Taylor Riggins has been the model of consistency, really, since he's been in our program. Last year, I know, you know, we're all disappointed when Chuck Harris was hurt, but, you know, Taylor stepped in and really did an outstanding job. He's a pretty quiet guy, leads by example, does everything that you want him to do. Outstanding young man on and off the field, but his consistent play. I believe one of those sacks came when he was lined up in a nickel package as a three technique over the guard. He's versatile. He's not the biggest guy, but his technique and his quickness allow him to be successful. Kadafi Wright, suffered the high ankle sprain in the opener, missed three games plus, and now these last two coming off the open week, he's really confident, moving well. We talked about his length many times, but he just has a good feel and a knack for things, and he's got great ball skills, so he makes things happen. He can make the interception. And then Joey Banks continues to play with great confidence, loves the physical aspect of the game, and he's tackling better than he has, and those things, and all those things are putting it through. Like you mentioned, is that when you have a guy who's playing well at all three levels, you got a chance to be an excellent defense.
All right, let's shift it over and talk a little bit about your offense. You mentioned it towards it being a complete game. Kyle Van Treese, 13 of 25, 179 yards. The ability to get the ball to Antonio Nunn, I thought, was a big difference this week. Antonio showed what a dynamic playmaker he can be. The two touchdowns, the big longer throw down the near sideline on the Central Michigan side, those were pivotal plays in the game. That combination, is it starting to find itself a little bit?
I think so. I think confidence with everyone is starting to develop. You were in there alluding after the game where, you know, we talked about Antonio missing the first game after having his knee surgery, and then Zach being hurt in the Penn State game, and Julian, and then we lose Matt, and you know, timing, continuity, let alone the new additions to the program that we're learning, our system, learning how to practice, learning to play at the Division I level. The whole thing in the passing game was, you know, not very fluid in its development. But now we have a chance with Antonio and Kyle, and we've said it multiple times. It wasn't going to be a secret that we had to throw the ball more. We had to throw the ball down the field more. And we had some opportunities, and we had success with it.
Yeah, and lastly, another outstanding performance from Jarrett
Patterson, who chips in with 149 yards, and his catch and run after the catch was another one of the big plays of the game.
Yeah, it was, and I don't know how he got out of all that, but but he made a big play, and I thought that was another thing. You know, well, first of all, you know, Jarrett's play, his consistency, his ability to make people miss, and again, another great day by him. But you know, Paul, one of the things, and looking at it is, you know, we score with like just under 4 minutes to go. They go down and score. Now, sometimes, you know, we look at it as, okay, we're going to get the ball the second half. Let's just get out of the half. Let's regroup. But I think our confidence in how we're throwing the ball, how we're moving it, and staying aggressive allowed us, and then Jarrett with the big play, that we're able to get points again before we left the field for half.
Jarrett Patterson now up to third in the MAC in rushing with 835 yards. When we come back on the UB Football Insider Show, we'll talk a little bit about some of the rankings for the defense, not only in the MAC, but nationally, and that'll roll us into a preview of this upcoming week's game against Eastern Michigan, all when we continue on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Town BMW, we're on a never-ending journey to bring you the most innovative vehicles possible. That's why our lineup comes with cutting-edge features designed to deepen the connection between driver and road. We've added new technology, like the available automatic lane change and intelligent personal assistant, which gives your driving experience seamless hands-free options. Here's to the next 100 years of innovation at Town BMW, Main Street in Williamsville. Lease and finance offers available by Town BMW through BMW Financial Services.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Aren't these mountains majestic?
Joe, are you even looking?
I'm posting these amazing pics I took with my iPhone 11.
Whoa, those pics are amazing.
Switch to T-Mobile today and get the iPhone 11 on us with qualifying trade-in. And get four lines for $30 a line with AutoPay.
Contact us if you cancel or credits may stop and full price due, plus taxes and fees. Via 24 monthly credits for well-qualified customers with qualifying service and finance agreement. Zero down plus $29.17 times 24 months. Pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. Getting everybody ready for a big one for the Bulls Saturday at Eastern Michigan. A noon kickoff from Ypsilanti. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it nationally on ESPNU. Coach, I promised you this in the last segment.
Yes.
Yeah, you get a little applause, and the applause rolls us right into applause that should continue for a defense that is number one in the MAC, number one against the run in the MAC, number two in sacks in the MAC. Just all over the MAC rankings, this defense has been doing it on a week-to-week basis. As you take the bigger picture of what your defense has been able to do, are there times when you're going back and watching that game tape and just kind of smiling a little bit?
You know, the turnovers and things that have, it makes you feel proud that, you know, I guess what's fulfilling from a head coaching perspective is watching guys that I've talked about a little bit earlier really blossom, play with confidence, see them reach, you know, their potential and push it even beyond and do things and things that you envision when you start recruiting guys, you know, whether it be a Malcolm Kuntz or somebody like that coming around the edge when you know, when we look to put this defense together, Kadafi Wright, you know, a tall athletic outside linebacker, things like that that you want to see happen. Joey Banks, we wanted somebody that, you know, we wanted more physical play at safety, and to see those guys play to those things, I guess, is the part. But holistically, they've done a great job, but Eastern Michigan is pretty dynamic, and it's going to be another great test.
Yeah, three categories that your team ranks nationally in the top 20. We'll get the specifics on that when John Fuller joins us later on in the show, but let's talk about Eastern Michigan. They come in at a 4-4 overall record, 1-3 in the MAC. They have lost three of their last four games. They had a very difficult game where they fought back on Saturday to tie the game up with Toledo and then lose 37-34 in overtime. Boy, there was a point early in the year when Eastern Michigan had gone to Illinois and won where I think John Fuller and I both said, boy, we thought they might be the best team in the MAC or the most difficult team on your schedule. And maybe they still are, but much as we see in the MAC, sometimes ups and downs and injuries can change all that.
It definitely can. But they're a very good football team. You know, I don't, you know, John probably has these in his segment, but in Chris Creighton's time as head coach, especially in the last three seasons, I don't know if anybody's played in closer games consistently than Eastern Michigan. And that's a credit to them. It's a credit to that they play to the end. They never feel they're out of it. You mentioned the Toledo game. I think they're down 14 or 15 and tie it up and still have a chance to kick a field goal in regulation and miss it. And before it went into overtime where they lost. So they play hard. They do a lot of things, you know, that, you know, they play a lot of people. They've played two quarterbacks that have played extremely well for them. You mentioned the Illinois win. They block a punt to beat Central Connecticut with under 20 seconds to go. So all those things kind of come into play. Two teams now that are 4-4, and I know they want to find a way to get themselves back on the winning track. So getting a road win again will be difficult.
Our breakdown of this week's game against the Eastern Michigan Eagles, all part of our Keys to the Game, presented by Town Audi Volkswagen, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. All right, take me into the coach's game tape. And as you break down and pop that tape in of a game, of Eastern Michigan's game Saturday against Toledo, I look at it and I say they allowed 366 yards rushing, including 259 to running back Bryant Kobach of Toledo. And I look at your team and says, boy, that should be an advantage for the Bulls because of the way they run the ball. How do you look at it as a coach?
Well, as we've talked about many times, it's still going to be how we match up in this game. You know, you look at things and you're like, yeah, we can do this, or it looks like we can carry that over what has worked for other teams. But as I talk about with the offensive staff, they're not going to just sit and watch the film and then watch our film and just say we can do these things like we did last week, and maybe it didn't work the way they wanted to. So how are they going to get, you know, unblock guys into the box? Who's going to be the free hitter? What kind of movements are they going to have? And we got to be able to match that physicality, and we got to have answers. And, you know, it's like somebody saying, well, you know, like Kevin Marks did not have a statistical great game. But Kevin was in on a lot of times where it was definite runs. They're bringing a lot of people. And then people ask, well, how come he's not gaining a lot of yards? Well, there's nine guys around the box, and it's not easy. So for us to balance these things, that's what's going to be important. And it goes back to, again, are we going to be able to throw the ball as well as run it?
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. What Eastern Michigan does do well beyond this game from the past Saturday, but all season long, they throw the ball. They are the number one ranked passing offense in the MAC, and in Mike Glass, they have the MAC's number one passer, number one in total offense. So now I would assume the challenge there is he can run, he can pass, and he does both of them pretty well.
Yeah, he came into our game, I believe it was second quarter last year, and really kind of showed his versatility, not the tallest, but he's elusive. He runs with physicality for a quarterback. He's not just going to slide. He's going to put his head down and get extra yards. Very accurate. And I think they've done a great job recruiting a lot of different weapons. And again, I think they have nice length on the outside to throw the ball up. And, you know, he's done a great job of with ball placement, especially down the field and, you know, on the sidelines and things like that that were impressive so far in the early film study.
Much like it is every week, going to be another test for your number one ranked MAC defense this Saturday at Eastern Michigan. They have the unusual gray turf, right? This might be your first time playing on the gray turf there. I don't know. Are you going to roll out there in your all gray uniforms and try to disguise yourself?
You never know. It's unique, and I guess that goes back again to Chris Creighton and the nice job that he's done there. Really an outstanding job, and the mentality that and the culture he's tried to put there, and they've embraced it, and that'll be a unique experience. I've never been there. This is the last of all the MAC schools, and it took to pass halfway through the fifth year to get there.
Well, there you go. So I know you're excited. Everybody else is. A trip to Ypsilanti, Michigan for Saturday's noon kickoff against the Eagles. Again, you can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. See it nationally on ESPNU. And don't forget to, if you want to watch the game, make sure you sync it up with our football broadcast for your best Bulls coverage. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this Saturday.
Thank you, Paul.
Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here on the UB Football Insider Show. When we come back, we'll talk to quarterback Kyle Van Treese. You'll find out what's going through his head as he continues to improve as the Bulls signal caller. These have been our Town Audi Volkswagen keys to the game. We're back with more on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution. Emergency room online registration. And it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be. And that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Good insight from head coach Lance Leipold to get you ready for a big one, an important one on Saturday for the Bulls as they look to get their third win in a row on the road at Eastern Michigan. In order to do that, they're going to continue to need weekly improvement at the quarterback position. Kyle Van Treese will make his fourth start of the year, coming off a 13 of 25, 179-yard, two touchdowns. One interception performance, maybe one of his better all-around games for the Bulls quarterback since he's taken over, particularly his ability to get the ball to standout wide receiver Antonio Nunn. Kyle Van Treese continuing to look for more improvement. We caught up with the Bulls quarterback about the season and this week's game at Eastern Michigan. Well, Kyle, give me a sense a little bit of the three starts for you coming off what maybe you'll tell us is the best offensive performance for this group as a whole. How much confidence you're feeling settling into this job, and maybe how much confidence the guys around you are feeling?
I think that my confidence is definitely on the rise. You know, the more starts I get, the more reps I get, the more comfortable I'm going to be with the guys on the field and the coaching staff and how they call the plays. But as a unit, our confidence is definitely it's definitely improving with the amount, with the way that we're calling the offense. We're starting to get a little more diversity, so that's huge for us.
Maybe people don't understand that it's always a process. It's a process of how Andy calls the plays. It's a process of figuring out what you like better. It's a process of the receivers getting used to you. Was it too much to think that right off the bat it was going to be great?
No, I don't think it was too much to think. I just think that, you know, some things take time. You know, I've played with those guys for a while. We worked out in the summer. We worked out in camp. So I've thrown to them a lot. But in a game-like scenarios are always different. It's full go. It's full contact on all aspects, especially the quarterback, because in practice we're not getting touched. So, you know, it gives us a sense of urgency. So with that urgency comes a whole other level of comfortability. So when that comes with the game, you know, that's where you're going to start developing the connections and comfortability with the offensive line, the running backs, your meshes, and then the receivers. So
the ability to get the ball to Antonio Nunn, you had the nice one deep pass early. You had the two touchdown throws as well. He can be such a dynamic player. Is that something that you've been thinking about? How do I let this guy go make plays?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tone's a stud athlete. And, you know, anytime we can get him the ball, we'd love to. And this last game, you know, he had the two touchdowns. He had a long ball on the sideline. And there's a couple of balls that I wish I could have back, especially the one right out of half. But, you know, just targeting him, giving him a chance to make a play. You know, we always talk about getting the ball to our playmakers and letting them do the work.
The one thing that even in the three starts that have, by your admission, have been some ups and downs, you haven't turned the ball over. You haven't one fumble, the one interception this game. But in general, you've been pretty safe with the football. Is that kind of what the mindset of a quarterback who's coming in the middle of the season is? Just let me make sure I make the right plays?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ball security is the number one, because you can't score if you don't have the ball. And, you know, my mindset is to always make sure that we are in either the same or a better position than we were on the play before. We don't want to take negative plays. We don't want to turn the ball over. And, you know, aside from the two, the fumble and the interception, you know, that's really, I mean, I think I've been doing a pretty good job of that. And that's got to continue throughout the rest of the year for us to be successful on offense.
How did you handle the whole competition part? By everyone's admission, narrowly losing out the opportunity to start from the beginning to Matt.
Is it tough? Is it tough on, it's got to be tough on any person. You want to be out there. You want to play. How do you handle, how did you know you had to handle it?
I mean, just from, you know, my freshman year, you know, understanding that, you know, you're one play from being that guy and going through fall camp and, you know, competing with Matt and Dom, it's an awesome time because those, you know, both of them are my brothers. And, you know, Matt got the job and I was so happy for him. And I knew that I had to prepare him and do my best to prepare myself to be ready if something had happened to him. And, you know, like I said, the freshman year going in when Drew went down, that was a whole, you know, like it helped me prepare for this year and it helped me really mature into a team player, not so much a guy that, oh, I just want to get on the field. I want to do anything that I can to help the team. And when Evan Finnegan went down and I had an opportunity to do that, that also, you know, helped with the mindset of, okay, well, you know, I got to do whatever I can. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And I still got to be prepared for quarterback, and I still got to, you know, be there for when Matt needs me. So,
talking with Bulls quarterback Kyle Van Trees here on the UB Football Insider Show. One quick thing that I wanted to bring up to you about that freshman year. I will never forget the look on your face because the TV had the shot of the coaches and Drew Anderson and you, and the look on your face when somebody turned to you and said, hey, you're in right now. What was that moment like? Take me back to that.
I mean, it was definitely wild because I remember just watching the play happen. And Drew got up holding his arm, and then they ran one more play, and he handed the ball off. And then we called a timeout, and Coach Z looked over to me, and he was like, go get your helmet. And I was just like wide-eyed, like, wait, what? Like, oh, my goodness. And then I got the helmet, and then it was still a timeout. They let me get a little bit of throws in to warm up, and I was a little nervous, a little anxious. Once I got out there, the first ball was a fade in the end zone right before half. Ended up kicking a field goal on the drive, but it was definitely like nerve-wracking at first. But after the halftime, I got to calm down a little bit. And once you're out there, it's football.
How difficult was being thrown into the punter situation? You know, you're trying to be the quarterback. You're trying to make sure you get all that done. And then how do you juggle the practice time? How do you juggle just all of a sudden here's a different position that you hadn't played in a while, but there's a lot of pressure on you to perform.
Yeah, so when Evan went down, it was kind of like I just got to go in and just do the best that I can. And in front of 105,000 people, that was like kind of – it was kind of like I got out there and I was like, wow, that's a lot. But, you know, the first punt wasn't the greatest, but handling the practice time and, you know, working out and trying to get better at punting as well as quarterback, it really just required me to, you know, take more time out of the day to either come back in the afternoon and hit a couple of balls or, you know, talk with Evan Finnegan or Kyle DeWeen or, you know, Jake Shum, who was a punter here a while ago. I got in contact with him and he's kind of helped me out a little bit with the punting. But, you know, it's a two-way road. You got to do both punting and quarterback. So, you know, it was difficult, but it was fun. It was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
You did all of that in high school, right? I mean, you kicked, you quarterbacked, you punted. Like, you never came off the field in high school, right? Did it feel a little bit like those days?
It really did. And I think the Ohio game was, like, the most like it because I was playing quarterback and I was punting. So, like, oh, now I realize that, like, you know, I don't want to punt at all playing quarterback. Whereas if I'm not playing quarterback, you know, I would love to get on the field. But at the same time, as an offensive guy, I don't want to punt at all. But in the Ohio game, it really took me back to high school when, you know, something didn't go bad. I stayed on the field and punted the ball. And then I could come off the sideline and talk with the quarterback coach. You know, it was really cool. I was really blessed to be in that position.
All right, last question for you, Kyle. We know at this point with Matt's situation, you are the quarterback now. Have you changed the mindset? Does it change that you're now the guy, and you know you're the guy, and everybody's looking for you to be the guy? Do you change anything about that, knowing what's ahead of you for the last four games here?
No, I'm going to be me out on the field. I'm going to be me in the locker room, and you know, my mentality is that I can't change. Because if I change and I try and do too much, then that's where the mistakes are going to come. That's where, you know, I'm going to make the wrong read trying to force something. But I just got to be me. I got to command the offense, command the huddle, and, you know, be a leader. And that's the best that I got to do. And for that to happen, I just got to keep doing myself and, you know, what Coach Z and Coach K and Coach Leopold and everyone else expects of me and just run the offense.
All right. Good luck against Eastern Michigan, Kyle.
Thank you.
Bulls quarterback Kyle Van Trees really settling into all that comes with being a major college football starting quarterback. The performance on the field, the performance off the field, the responsibility of being a spokesman for the offense. He is getting much more comfortable week by week. Bulls are going to rely on him as the offense continues to take strides forward to keep up with the MAC's number one ranked defense. Speaking of that defense, we'll talk to one of the key players on that D, starting cornerback Devin Russell. That's our next segment on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
At Town BMW, we're on a never-ending journey to bring you the most innovative vehicles possible. That's why our lineup comes with cutting-edge features designed to deepen the connection between driver and road. We've added new technology, like the available automatic lane change and intelligent personal assistant, which gives your driving experience seamless hands-free options. Here's to the next 100 years of innovation at Town BMW, Main Street in Williamsville. Lease and finance offers available by Town BMW through BMW Financial Services.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We talk with Kyle Van Trees about the progress on the offense, but let's talk about the incredible performance of the Buffalo defense. And one of the guys who has just been a rock steady for the Bulls, started all eight games, senior cornerback Devin Russell, has been outstanding. For him, it's a bit of a homecoming as he's a former Eastern Michigan athlete. So let's check in with Bulls senior cornerback Devin Russell. Well, Dev, let's start off by talking about what it has been like for you to play on this defense that has been so dominant, not only the last couple weeks in particular, but all season long.
It's been amazing. You know, the guys up front, they just been having a dog season, making it easy for us in the back end. And we just, everybody making their plays.
Give everybody an idea. We talk about this a lot. A great pass rush can makes the corners' lives easier. Great coverage makes the pass rushers' lives easier. How much easier has your life been and the rest of the guys in the secondary because you know those quarterbacks aren't going to have much time?
It's been easy just locking in on our technique, knowing that them guys up front, they're going to put pressure on the quarterback. It's going to be the ball's going to come out quick. And if it's not coming out quick, then We know that they're getting back there.
Even you've had a chance to get in a little bit on the pass rush. You had that nice corner blitz for the sack against Akron. What'd that feel like?
It felt amazing. Being like those guys, just using their little pass rush move. It was good.
Did you get some tips from those guys on the pass rush moves?
Yeah, I was working with Taylor Riggins for a little bit in the summer, trying to get some tips.
That's good. That's good stuff. How much fun is that? I mean, I know you like covering, you like interceptions, all that other stuff, but every once in a while when that play call comes in, how does that feel?
It feels good. Just know you better get some pressure on the quarterback.
That's awesome. Speaking with Devin Russell, Bulls senior cornerback here as we get you ready for this weekend's game against Eastern Michigan. You've started all 8 games last year. Last year, you were a starter at the beginning of the year till you got hurt. You'd started a little bit the year before. Kind of being healthy, feeling good, knowing you're out there every play. What's that been like?
It's been amazing just building a brotherhood with my teammates, knowing that I can compete with them every play in and out, knowing that they need me and I need them.
How much better of a player are you as a senior now with the experience that you've had before?
I feel like I'm a lot better. I've gained a lot of knowledge on the game, just learning a new system. I felt just comfortable now, lot more comfortable.
Are there a couple of specific things that you can point to that you don't have to think about anymore in techniques of being a cornerback that maybe you didn't before?
There's a lot of things. I just know the calls, knowing where I need to be, knowing that my guys are going to be where they need to be, and I just need to do my job.
All right. Are there any emotions for you this week? Because you started your career at Eastern Michigan. You played there. You didn't really play, but you were on the team in 2015. This is your first chance to go back there. You played the guys last year, but your first chance to go back to Ypsilanti. What's the thinking about that at all?
I'm sure it'd be a little emotional just to be back on the gray turf and to see the new stadium, see what they have built. But I mean, it's a game, just like any other game. I'll see my old teammates, talk to them, get to chat it up with them. But I'm ready to play the game.
The gray turf takes a little getting used to, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's a little unusual.
Fun
isn't
to
it?
Play on. It's fun to play on.
You like playing on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna like being able to get out there.
Yep.
You've played on blue turf before. You played on gray turf before, right? It's fun, isn't
it? It's fun, yeah.
Right. All right, so after Eastern Michigan, you wind up at Ellsworth Community College for 2016. Every guy that we always talk to that's been at community college always has a good story or two about what life is like in JC football.
Junior college is different. It's a lot different. You're out there in the middle of nowhere, and it's football. So you're there to play football, and that's it.
Was that hard? How hard was that?
It's pretty hard. I mean, just... Not the biggest thing at Ellsworth was a McDonald's and Walmart. So we were just out there on a dirt field, felt like cement, just trying to get an offer, trying to get a scholarship.
Right. So, so you're out there, you're playing. How, like you said, everything is about getting that scholarship. How hard was it, and how in turn exciting was it when you get the call from here in Buffalo that they say they want you?
It was a blessing to get the call here in Buffalo. I was just so grateful to have the opportunity to go back D1. And a lot of people end their career in JUCO because it's a hard place to get out of. But when I got the call from this staff, I was just so blessed and grateful. And now I'm taking advantage of it.
Speaking with Bulls senior cornerback Devin Russell, you come from Newcastle, Delaware. You played at Eastern Christian High School, where you were a running back, a wide receiver, a cornerback, a little bit of do everything. What's it like growing up in Delaware? What's high school football like in Delaware?
Delaware, it's a small state. Nobody really knows what's going on in Delaware unless you're in Delaware. So, but it's fun. A lot of family, a lot of friends. It's a fun state.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people probably just know it as the state that takes about 20 minutes to drive through between Philly and Baltimore,
yep,
right?
Yeah. No taxes.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. Look at you already got the knowledge. So when you're playing in Delaware and you're kind of in the shadow of those big cities that are surrounding you, even as a high school football player, are you wondering, hey, are there college recruiters even looking at us?
Yeah. You might have some doubts, but all you can do is go out there and work and try to play as best as you can to put the best film that you can out for scouts to come look.
All right, and as we wrap things up here with Devin Russell, I'll go back to where we started this. This defense has been number one in the MAC. It's starting to creep up into the top 20 nationally in defensive categories. Can you describe the kind of confidence that this group is playing with? You're coming off a game where you shut down the MAC's leading rusher and the MAC's leading receiver. Can you give everybody an idea of just how much confidence this defensive group is playing with?
I mean, I feel like we're playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger. We have confidence in our coaches, our players, I'm confident in the guys up front and the guys in the linebacking court and the guys in the back end. Everybody's making their plays. Our coaches are putting us in a good position to make plays, and we're capitalizing off of it.
All right.
We plan to do the same.
Have a good trip back to Ypsilanti.
Yep.
Speaking with Bulls cornerback Devin Russell.
And he has really been a key player for the Bulls. Him and Apri Washington providing terrific coverage along with the safeties and Hill and Banks. And, of course, we told you, Joey Banks, the MAC East Defensive Player of the Week for the third time this year. All part of the honors that this outstanding Bulls defense continues to rack up. We're going to take a break from football and talk women's basketball because that gets started this week at UB. We'll do that in our next segment. Right now, you're listening to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
UB football's fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Hey kids, be sure to come out to Kids Day at UB Stadium on Saturday, September 21st as your Buffalo Bulls take on Temple. The first 500 kids 12 and under will receive a special gift courtesy of Chick-fil-A. That's Saturday, September 21st for Kids Day as the Bulls take on the Temple Owls. Chick-fil-A, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. Good to talk with Kyle Van Treese and Devin Russell. Get their feel on how this season has been. The confidence that just exudes from Devin Russell about being part of the MAC's number one defense clearly can be heard in the interview, and certainly that's something that's going to be exciting to see if the Bulls can continue all that. We're going to shift from football to basketball for a segment here because this week, the UB women's basketball team gets their season started with an exhibition game on Friday for a preview of the UB women's team that's got a lot of transition, but a lot of excitement. We check in with Sarah Trinelli from the Athletic Communications Office. Sarah, it all gets started for the women's basketball team in front of their incredible fan base on Friday night when they host Mercyhurst for an exhibition game. Starts at 7 o'clock at Alumni Arena. So first look at a very much new look UB women's basketball team. What do you think the initial impressions are going to be from the team to the fans and maybe the fans back the other way?
Yeah, it's definitely a completely different look in so many ways. 11 underclassmen, youngest team in the MAC and youngest team of any opponent on the schedule this year. So, you know, I think that comes as a double-edged sword sometimes. There's a lot of positives in terms of it's a group that's hungry and ready to get after it. And, you know, they don't really know one way or the other what to expect, you know, from a large standpoint. And, you know, that could work against you or, you know what, you don't know what you don't know. And so I think this coaching staff is really excited about the potential on this squad for freshmen coming in, all looking to make an impact right away, and a solid veteran core that's ready, that's battle-tested, and obviously has done this thing multiple years in a row.
You know, it's been a common theme from football to men's basketball, and we've seen indications in those two sports of a very positive transition, but losing one of the all-time greats in Sierra Dillard and what she meant not only in point per game production, but just what she meant to the style and attitude of the team. How is Felicia Leggett-Jack and the coaching staff going to go about trying to replace all of those things?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big key is it's not going to be one person. There's no one answer. Sierra Dillard is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. You know, she was one of the best players to ever wear the blue and white, and she did it in 2 years. And the numbers that she put up and the impact she had on this program are, you know, undeniable. And certainly you're not going to get an answer to that problem or that, you know, that solution in just one player. But I think they're going to do it by committee. I think Coach Jack sees a lot of different pieces starting to fit together of this puzzle with the team. And, you know, I think your upperclassmen like Hannah Hall and Summer Hempel and Tessie Onwuka are going to have to step up and take big, different leadership roles. They might not always have been the most vocal leaders in the past. That was really something that Sierra excelled at. But I think they have their own leadership styles, and it's really starting to come together. And I think may not have one 25-point score, but if you've got four or five that can give you 10 to 15, I think they're going to be pretty successful.
So how have those three young ladies adapted in what you've seen from preseason practices? You're around the team a lot, not only on the court but off the court. A lot of what the success of this team is going to be this year is going to be based on Summer, Hannah, and Tessie.
Yeah, and I think you also throw in a Marissa Hamilton in there. I mean, those four upperclassmen, I think they get it. I think they have taken the time over the summer to get to know the young kids, to figure out, to start to develop what that role might be. And I think, you know, each one of them knows there's a role to be played, and they're going to do it to the best of their abilities. And whether that's, you know, on the floor with their play or in practice, you know, taking the younger ones aside and making sure everybody's in the right spot. And, you know, really just to, I think the message I've heard a lot from the upperclassmen to some of the younger kids is just play within yourself. You're all here for a reason. You know, the coaching staff believes in you. And I think if they can just realize, you know, that they don't have to do it all, but if they can just take care of themselves, I think that's been a big message from Summer and Hannah and Tessie and Marissa, is to just do what you know what you can do, and we'll take care of the rest, and we're going to be okay.
Talking with Sarah Trinelli from the Athletic Communications Office, her focus on UB women's basketball that gets started with their exhibition game on Friday night against Mercyhurst. Give me a sense of the schedule. Once we get the exhibition game going, the schedule starts rolling. What sort of jumps out at you about the schedule, non-conference and maybe conference as well?
Yeah, so good opportunity for the fans to see this Bulls team at home. A bunch of home games in the non-conference schedule in November and December. A little bit unlike last year, where the team was on the road a lot. So a lot of chances to see the Bulls in Alumni Arena, as you mentioned, starting with Mercyhurst on Friday and then Central Connecticut in the home opener. I think, you know, the trip draws a lot of eyes as our trip out to California, highlighted by a game at Stanford. Obviously, it was a really exciting game here inside Alumni Arena last year. Stanford's top five team in the country, so certainly the Bulls will certainly have their hands full of that one. But anytime you get, you know, to challenge yourself against one of the best teams in the country, I think is a great thing. And really then coming back into December, you've got Dayton and Dartmouth to kind of close things out in December to get you ready for non-conference play. And I think both of those will be challenges. And we know the MAC's tough every single year. So I know that Coach Jack and the staff takes every non-conference game as an opportunity to learn and grow and get yourself battle-tested for the gauntlet that is MAC play beginning in January.
All right, it all gets started with the exhibition game on Friday night against Mercyhurst. Sarah, appreciate the insight. We'll talk much more as the season goes on.
Thanks, Paul. Go Bulls.
All right, Sarah Trinelli from the Athletic Communications Office talking UB women's basketball. And after the exhibition game that comes up this Friday, the home opener, regular season home opener for the UB women's basketball team is Tuesday, November 5th, when they host Central Connecticut State at Alumni Arena. Little women's basketball talk. We're going to shift our way back to football talk. Don't forget, Bulls on the road Saturday at Eastern Michigan, a noon kickoff that you can hear right here on ESPN 1520, or you can see it nationally on ESPNU. John Fuller will join us for the Full of It segment as we wrap up this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
It's the final segment of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We took a little break to talk some women's basketball to get you ready for Friday's home exhibition game. But we're going to wrap the show up, as we always do, with our Full of It segment. Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller, is here. And you have been busy because there's lots of cool stats and tidbits that you've been able to work with here to give everybody a sense of some national perspective on where the Bulls have been. But John, let's start with takeaways. Beyond what we've seen the last couple games, it's been an incredible run here that's starting to draw some national attention.
Yeah, so the Bulls have forced 17 turnovers already this year, and 15, I think, just in the last five games. And obviously the big five takeaway performance against Central Michigan in the last game. But I think what's more impressive is what they're able to do with these turnovers. Of the 17 turnovers, they've been able to score points 11 times they've gotten the ball, and nine of those times touchdowns, and that's big. So not only you're forcing, forcing turnovers, but you're making the other teams pay, and that's really big. Not to mention four times they've been able to take matters into their own hands and score touchdowns on their own, which is that's only Missouri has more defensive touchdowns in the nation right now than UB Bulls.
Beyond that, as you start to mention some national things, a look through the national statistics shows particularly the defense starting to pop up into the top 20 in a bunch of categories.
Yeah, so overall defense. I think 17th in overall defense, 10th in rushing defense, 9th in red zone defense. But there's other little things too that they have 10 fumble recoveries, which is fourth in the nation. Tied for sixth in the nation. Only six teams in the country have had double digit fumble recoveries, and UB is one of them. So it's really impressive what this defense is doing. Let's flip it over though. I think the offense, while it might not be putting up big numbers on you know, on the scoreboard, they are doing some really good things, and a lot of that credit goes to the offensive line. You know, I think I tweeted yesterday, over the last three games, while the defense, yes, has had 13 sacks, was really impressive, the offensive line has allowed zero sacks.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the Bulls are in first. They've only allowed 7 sacks on the season, which is that's tied for 6th in the country.
Yeah, coming off a season last year where I think it was 15.
15,
was the total,
which was
in
a program record.
Right,
that was a program record.
Yeah, Jarrett Patterson, third in the MAC and rushing now up to 835 yards, certainly well on his way to another 1,000-yard season. I think he's got a chance this week to move up to 8th all-time in rushing.
Yeah, I think he's about 140 yards from 2,000 yards, and I think O.D. Underwood is the next Bull he could pass to move into that spot. But yeah, just another remarkable year so far for Jarrett.
Yeah, Taylor Riggins with 5.5 sacks is second in the MAC up to that spot now. And then as we mentioned earlier in the show, coming off another 10 tackle performance, Joey Banks is tied with Tyrone Hill for the team leader in tackle, and he goes and gets himself another piece of MAC hardware.
Right, yeah. So Joey Banks named MAC East Defensive Player of the Week for the third time this season. You know, the only one other UB player has won MAC Defensive Player of the Week 3 times in a single season. I don't know if you've heard of this guy. I had to look him up. I wasn't sure how to pronounce his name. I think it was Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
I think that's how you pronounce that. So so that's pretty good company when you when you can be mentioned in the same sentence
and,
as Khalil.
And Coach Leipold mentioned it. There's just an energy that comes from Joey Banks. That's why he's called the Tasmanian Devil by the coaches, and we've started calling him that a little bit too. Eastern Michigan comes up this Saturday. Whenever it's one of these crossover games, there's always a sort of an odd history. As Coach Leipold said, he's never coached there before. What jumps out at you about the series with Eastern Michigan?
Well, we've never won there. That's the first thing. We've never won in that stadium. You know, we haven't played them a lot. I think we've only played them maybe 8 times total. We've beaten them twice, but both at UB Stadium. We've never won at Reinierson Stadium for whatever reason. But hopefully that changes on Saturday.
Yeah, I remember the last time the Bulls played there was the first season of the crazy gray turf, and they rolled out in all gray uniforms.
All gray, yes.
Yeah, I figured I'd just be guessing at whomever was actually making plays for
them. It is strange to watch games there, especially when you go back and watch them on TV, because you have to. You almost looks like you're watching a game in black and white because everything is gray. So it is interesting. It's a unique field, but it should be a good test for the Bulls. I'm excited to see how they do.
All right, John. Thanks as always. John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. Our Full of It segment wraps up this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. Remember, noon kickoff for the Bulls at Eastern Michigan on Saturday. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPNU. And if you want to do both, turn the TV on, turn the sound down, sync us up, and get your best Bulls coverage from myself, Scott Wilson, and Brad Ryder on the Bulls Radio Network. Thanks to John, Kyle Vantrease, Devin Russell, Sarah Trinelli, and, of course, Lance Leipold. This has been the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.